Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Rightstream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Rightstream and hashtag Rightstream. Thanks for listening to the Rightstream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the Rightstream Network. I'm your host, Lisa Tarvis. I really appreciate you all turning in tonight. Beautiful summer evening here in the Philadelphia suburbs area. I hope you're having a great weather evening yourself, or afternoon, depending on where you are. Or you could actually be having a morning. Who knows? Anyway, I'm Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, author of the book Just Believe, and, of course, radio show host for Just Believe, and also a co-host on the show Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. So every week on Sunday, we are airing Just Believe. We do something different every Sunday. We have a different psychic on, or we have a different somebody in the realm of spirituality, somebody in that's either that's my dog Zeus saying hi to everyone. Stop it, Zeus. Saying hi. So anyway, we have sometimes we have an author on, sometimes we have we have a lot of psychics on and things like that, tarot readers, different things. Tonight we're going to be talking with Stephen Dillard Carroll, who is actually a tarot reader, I believe, but we're going to find out more from him, exactly what he does and all of that. So I'm looking forward to talking to him in just a minute. Anyway, if you are a psychic, or you are an author or is somehow involved in metaphysics, spirituality, the paranormal, anything like that, shoot me an email. My email address is lisa@lisatarvis.com. And when you do that, I will read your information and get back to you and let you know whether or not I can find a place for you on the show. Like I said, every week we have different people in different fields of the spirituality, area. Also, so everyone knows, you can find out more about me and the show at lisatarvis.com. And you can find out more about our radio network, Rightstream Radio, at rightstreamradio.com. You'll find lots of great information on all of our different shows there, as well as all the information on each of our very talented and wonderful hosts that host our different shows on the network. So I encourage everyone to visit rightstreamradio.com, as well as my website, lisatarvis.com. Also, if you want to call in for a reading tonight, I'm going to be bringing on Stephen in just a minute. And if you'd like to call in and get a free reading from him, please feel free to call 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. If you press 1, you will get in the queue, and Daria Ann, who is the founder of Rightstream, she's actually nice enough to be in the screening room right now, screening callers for me, so we can get everybody on quickly and get as many people in as we possibly can for tonight's show. If you want to press 1 to get on the show. If you just want to listen, you can call in and just listen by dialing that number and just not pressing 1. So you can actually listen from your phone or, whatever. If you have to go somewhere, just dial the number 347-945-7246 and listen from wherever you are. You'll get to hear the whole show. And at any point you want to be on the show, just press 1. So I think I've explained that well enough. We have several people holding already. But we have plenty of room for some more. So if you're somebody who calls in often and you don't normally get a chance to get on, because we do only have about an hour and we don't want to, sometimes we can't get everyone on even though we'd like to. But if you if you want a reading tonight, absolutely, there is some room. So please feel free to give us a call. The chat room is also open, by the way, so you can join us in the chat room. And we'll be posting Stephen's information, how to get in touch with him off air, and any other information that we think will help you to be able to get in contact with him. Anyway, I want to first tell you who he is. His name is Stephen Dillard Carroll, and Stephen has been a student of tarot for 5 years. He has read tarot since almost the beginning of his tutelage. He's read for family, friends, neighbors, and strangers he's met along the way. It is Stephen's belief that we all have the answers inside of us for all of life's questions. It's just sometimes we need someone to help guide us to those answers within ourselves. And that's why he does tarot readings, not just to predict an outcome, although he's really good at that, but to listen, help, and guide you along the way to finding the answers for yourself, thereby helping you live the best possible life. And I think that's the point of all of this, really. I think that's why everybody likes to have readings done, is to just maybe, it's very easy to venture off our path a little bit. So to have someone who is maybe a little more sensitive or a little more self-aware of the things that that side of us that is that sixth sense, or whatever you want to call it, that is inside of us all, that really does, I think, come from our guts. I always say it comes from our guts. It's not a brain thing. It's not a thinking thing. It's not a heart thing, loving thing. It's a feeling. It's a just a that you already know the answer kind of feeling. And if you use that, that's your intuition. And that's what basically those of us who are able to tune in and do psychic readings for other people, that's basically what we're doing, is we're just able to tune into that and be able to help guide you. And again, I think that's so much of what this is all about. It's not a fortune telling thing. It's a, hey, guess what? You've got free will. You can do whatever you want. But bottom line is that you have to make your own decisions. You have to, and it just sometimes there's somebody there that's able to guide you a little bit and help you along the way to maybe figure it out a little bit if you're a little stuck. And I'm going to bring Stephen on now. And Stephen, I welcome to the show, by the way. Welcome to Just Believe.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. And before you go any further, I completely agree with everything that you just said. I'm much more concerned about how people are living their lives and how people are, living the life that they're supposed to be living, or if they're stuck. I'm much more concerned about that aspect than, like you said, fortune telling, quote unquote.
Right.
And I just wanted to affirm you and say that you and I are on the exact same page when it comes to that.
It's really important, and it's one of the things that when I'm looking at people to have on the show, I'm not looking to that someone who believes in everything I believe in and everything. In fact, I find sometimes it's fun to have somebody to banter a little bit with about the way they do things. But I really think it's important that it be really understood by the people that are calling in for readings, the people that are thinking about calling in for readings, or the people that are going and paying someone for a reading, that they understand that they really do have a lot of control in a lot of areas. Free will offers us that control, and we're able to make our own choices. And, it's interesting because I'm not a big believer in the word fate. I think fate is, I don't know. I just don't know that everything is predestined to happen. I think some things are, and I think some things aren't. And I think when it comes to the, everyday decisions we make in our lives, that's basically not a fate thing. That's a, you're making a decision, you're making choices. And that's how I feel about it.
And kind of piggybacking on that same point, when people come and see me and I do one-on-one consultations with people, I say, the best that I or any other psychic can do for you is say, if you continue on this same trajectory, if you continue on this same path and road, this is pretty much what you can expect the outcome to be. If you change directions at any time, you immediately change the cards. I empower people that come to see me to take control of their own lives, to take control of their own destinies, and basically take full advantage of the free will that the universe has given each and every one of us.
I give the same speech to all of my clients as well. You know, I say the same thing. It's just so important to know that, you know, they'll come back to me 6 months later and they'll be like, well, what you said was going to happen didn't happen exactly the way you said it was going to happen. I'm like, okay, what did you do with the information that I gave you? And they completely made an intelligent decision totally off what they were considering at that time. I'm like, okay, I didn't make a mistake. that wasn't me. That was you. You altered things. You know, you altered things by making that choice. So and that's okay.
Right.
It's not even about mistakes or not making mistakes. It's more about just, you know, you made a choice that altered the foreseeable outcome at that time. Had you come back right after you made the choice, I would have had a different outcome for you. And I think people get confused, because I think a lot of times psychics are portrayed as people that are just predicting the future, and that's not at all what it's about. It really is so – you can't predict something that's not set in stone yet. You know, you can't – there's no way. There are human beings involved. There are choices involved, and there is no 100% correct prediction to anything. I really don't think, but I also think that we have a lot to – as psychics, I think we have a lot to offer people – who are looking for guidance. And that's what I love. I like the word, you know, guidance, because it's so important to know that that's all we're doing. We're guiding you in the direction, okay, this would be the smart choice to make in order for the outcome that you want to come about. If you don't do that, you know, then that's a whole different thing. So...
And I also I also have to say, along with that, psychics are not walking magic eight balls that you can walk up to and grab a hold of and shake and expect us to fart out an answer.
Yeah.
You know,
That's so true.
You know, and I did another radio show, and I'll make this part quick. I did another radio show about a month ago, and all we did was readings back to back to back to back to back to back to back, and it was like an hour show. And afterwards, I was just exhausted, and I thought, and the immediate image that came to my head was, oh my gosh, these people thought I was a magic eight ball. You know, I encourage as many people that want to call in to definitely do so. We have a whole hour to do it. But I just wanted to put that out there. And
yeah,
I'll help
I
as many
totally,
people as I possibly
totally.
Can.
And honestly, some of my shows end up being the same way, where, you know, we end up doing so many readings, so, you know, back-to-back reading. And that's what people want. I mean, they want to get – these are, you know, people that want the opinion of you, and that's why they're calling in, which is awesome. That's the whole point of the show.
Right.
But it is something that – that's why I always say, hey, let's keep it short, keep it to one question, because – you know what? You get an exhausted psychic on the other end if you're not careful. So that said, how do you do your readings? Explain how you do yours so everybody has an idea, everyone who's on hold already to talk to you, and people that are thinking about calling in or are dialing in right now. What do you do? Obviously, it involves tarot. We got that, travelingtarot.com, everyone.
Right. I do tarot cards. Basically, I am what is known as clairaudient. And what that means is I hear the universe speaks to me, much like a conversation that you and I are having right now. I hear the universe speak to me, say, and very often it will be, tell them this, or tell them that, or tell them the other thing. And that's how my my talent manifests itself. So there you go.
All right, great. Well, let's get right to it and get Patricia. Patricia's calling from the Southwest, and I'm going to bring her on and see if she has a question to ask you. Patricia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, did you have a question for Stephen?
Yes, I do. Hold on just one second because I have my computer on. There we go.
I was listening
to you on the computer. hi, Stephen.
I have a question,
and I hope I don't exhaust you.
No. And I didn't mean it that way, you guys. Whoever's on the hold or thinking about calling in, this is a call-in show. I get it. I get the deal. But I will not be exhausted, I promise.
I was just joking. Stephen, I do want to ask if the cards or if you hear anything for me as far as a true romance. I'm really looking for someone who's more like me, in line with me, in line with my spirit. And I just wanted to find out. I'm curious to see if there is someone out there in the world who's
okay.
coming my way.
What I'm getting, Patricia, as I'm looking at the cards and listening to what the universe is trying to tell me, there is no, there isn't a perfect person out there. I think perhaps you would do well to find someone that is perhaps maybe not on the same spiritual path as you, because that opens up you to, that broadens your net as you're out there fishing, that broadens your net. But perhaps finding someone that definitely finds somebody that is open-minded and, you know, will sit down with you and talk with you and say, you know what, that's not my path, but I respect your path, and your path fascinates me, and I want to know more about your path. Like if you were to go to a metaphysical fair or a spiritual fair or something like that, this person may not go with you, but when you came back home, he would sit down with you and say, okay, tell me all about it. What did you learn? What did you get? Very often we try to find someone that, you know, meets a laundry list of qualifications, and no one can meet that kind of standard. And so in order for you to find someone that is better suited for you, perhaps say, okay, he doesn't have to be exactly following my spiritual path, as long as he is open-minded and accepting of my spiritual path, then that broadens your net, and it brings more people into your space, so that you can actually find that person. Make sure he's charitable. That's the other thing that's coming through. Make sure that whoever you do decide upon, that he would give the shirt off his back to a stranger.
Well, is there somebody like that coming forward? I mean, or is it just I'm just out there? Just
I think for you. I think for you, I'm getting that you're going to have to actually go through a few more guys before. Here's the thing. When we tend to, as spirits, travel impacts. We tend to meet the same people over and over and over again in different situations, in different times in our lives. And so the idea that there is only one soulmate, the idea that there is only one person out there is really a misnomer. We are all here to learn from each other. We are all here to help each other spiritual evolution. And so I think you would do yourself a favor if you chose to say, okay, instead of trying to find the one, which is not actually coming up in the cards, and the universe is not speaking to me in that way, but what it is saying is to it is to open yourself up to being the kind of person that you want to attract, and more than one person will come your way, which is a wonderful thing, because then you're in the driver's seat and you get to choose. And as far as a timeline, unfortunately, I'm not getting a timeline. I don't know if Lisa wants to jump in here at all or not, but I'm not getting a timeline, but I would encourage you to let go of the idea that there is just one specific person for you, when in fact there could be more than one person for you, and we're all here to learn from each other.
I think I think he's right on with that. And the only thing I would add is that I feel like there's still some like soul work that you're supposed to do that's going to get you to the place where you are going to attract that one person. I think that there seems to be something to me where what you think you want right now isn't going to necessarily be what you want 5 years from now. And it
exactly.
feels like it's an on-purpose sort of delay. Like it's a delay from finding the exact right person because you still need to meet other people, date other people, spend time with other people to really understand what's important to you and to really understand what it is that you really want. And again, it's not like, you know, it's not like what you want right this minute, because it really does feel to me like that's going to change.
Okay.
Right. And also, and I cannot stress this enough, make sure that the guy that you do choose is charitable. Make sure that, like I said, he would give the shirt off his back to a stranger and
To me, what Steven's saying there is that's something that he's picking up on that is going to be, even if it's not right at this moment, it's going to be something that's going to be very important to you. It's going to be something that it may be important now and it's going to stick, or it may not be important just now, but it's going to be part of who you are as a growing soul, you know, who you are and what it is that you definitely, it's going to be it has to happen. It has to be this way. This person has to be charitable. This person has to be someone who is a helper, who would, who's going to pull over for the old man, you know, on the side of the road with the flat tire, and going to.
Right.
It doesn't have to be somebody who's, you know, giving away large amounts of money. It's that fact that, you know, it's someone who would help a stranger, you know, and I think that's what's so important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what, and it sounds, I know it sounds like you're like, oh, well, I would like to know that my soulmate is coming in a month, and that would be awesome. But really, what that would be, it would be bad timing for the perfect person. Like, I don't really believe there's a perfect person either. I think there are perfect people at perfect moments, and that's about it. But
right. But
I think that we do have lots of soulmates. There are lots of them. We have lots of soulmates, and some of them are friends, some of them are always friends, some of them are parents or siblings or whatever, and some of them end up being more than that, some of them end up being romantic. And I think for you right now, the focus is maybe finding out what your soul really needs, what your soul really needs to be happy.
Yeah, And I've been pondering that, definitely. I have a list on that, definitely. I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's something that, and unfortunately, the good and the bad part of that is it changes over time. You know, it's
right.
Like right now you may feel that, you know, these are the things that your soul really needs. You know, that may be true when you're 25, but when you're 40, you feel completely different. You know, you feel
right.
completely different. So I think it really, to me, it just, it's something that I you allow to come to you. You don't force. You allow it to come, and it comes to you when it's supposed to. You know, when it's the right time for you to. Because you know, you can meet this person that's 5 years from now, the person you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. That's just like the perfect person for you, and at the same time, you could see him right now and be like, nope, no, not interested. Like, if you met him right now,
right.
it might be it's just somebody who you're not really into right now.
Right.
So yeah. Things work. The timing of things, I think, works out the way, you know, the way our souls are expanding and growing and changing. I think, you know, things time out right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when I said a list, what I meant is that I make universal lists, like, kindness, compassionate. Those are things that
right.
are not going to go away from me.
right.
I'm not that materialistic and charitable,
yeah.
of course, humanitarian. Those are the things that I'm focusing on. And, yeah, those are things that stick definitely throughout my life, hopefully.
Right, right. And they continue to. And it may, you know, it just may be that person's, you know, a few months down the line. I'm not one to love to throw out time frames, but for me, I really kind of feel like you're talking, you know, 9 months to a year at least before you're going to meet someone who you're going to make a connection with that will stick, long-term stick. Will you meet people that you have connections with? Absolutely, you know, between now and then. But to me, it feels like it's going to be a good 9 months to a year before you meet that person that, you know, you're positive is someone who's going to be able to be in your life forever.
Right, yeah, because I am looking for long-term.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Right now,
well,
enjoy the ride right now, Patricia, and, you know, and check in with us soon. We'll let us know how you're doing.
Sure. Thank you for the reading, Stephen. And
you're, very
you,
welcome.
Absolutely.
You're very welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling
us. Okay.
Bye-bye. That was a perfect call for, you know, what we were talking about before the show started, really, you know, about all the
mm-hmm.
all the different things that, you know, go into it and how choices and our soul changing and growing and, you know, all of that. It just makes a difference. But our switchboard is getting a little crazy, so I want to remind everybody
okay.
that please try and just keep it to one question for Stephen so that we can get to as many of the callers as we can that are holding, because I just like to be able to get as many people on. And if you want more detailed information or if there are questions that you have that you don't have time to ask on the show, contact Stephen offline. His web address is travelingtarot.com, travelingtarot.com. And he can, you know, you can set up an appointment with him to do a one-on-one. And there are a lot of questions sometimes that people don't really necessarily want on the air. And you can ask
right.
him one-on-one, that's a little more comfortable.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to get to Annette from Massachusetts. Annette, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Did you have a question
Hi,
for Stephen tonight?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Annette.
Hi. I'm actually looking for full-time work. Do you see me working soon?
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay.
Give me a sec here.
Sure.
How long have you been out of work, Annette?
Actually, I have been out of work for actually going on 2.5 years.
Okay.
But I'm working
All right.
part-time. Excuse my voice.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. I'm actually getting... For you, the number two is I'm getting you have about 2 or 3 months left on on being not employed. I'm actually getting, once you do find this job, it's actually going to be a really good job that you're actually going to succeed in and thrive in and be there for a very long time. So 2 to 3 months. Also, what came through in the cards is because you've been out of work for so long, there were lessons that you needed to learn in that interim, and you needed that space of time to actually get, you know, the life lessons that you needed
to learn. Absolutely.
And so, well, good. I'm glad that you are on cognizant of that, because a lot of people are like, well, why have I been out of work so long? Well, there are life lessons that you need to learn.
In the beginning, it was not fun. It was not fun. And there was, you know, back in the day, I could put a resume in and I could be hired within seconds.
Right.
But this time it took a lot longer. And trust me, I didn't like it. I didn't like it one bit.
Right.
But I had to sit still.
Right, exactly.
Quiet.
Right, and that's fantastic, and that's a life lesson that a lot of us could stand to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as employment goes, at the very outset, 3 months.
Okay.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. In that, you've been dealing
too bad.
You said two and a half years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It is. It was tough, but, you know, the universe provided.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
It's always good to hear.
It really did. It was tough. And,
yeah.
You know, I was able to get a part-time job. So that was it's enough. It's enough to keep me afloat. But I want more than enough.
Right, and like I said, this job that will be coming up for you, it won't be just a job for you.
Mm-hmm.
It will be something that you'll be able to stay in for
exactly.
a good long time
and
succeed and thrive in. So I wish nothing
but
the best.
That's good. That's good, because that's what I've been looking for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. So your reading was definitely spot on.
Good.
Thanks so
very
much
very
for calling
good.
In, Annette. We really appreciate it. And check in with
Thank
us and let
both.
Us know what's going on in 3 months.
Absolutely. Thank you both and many, many blessings.
All right.
Many
Thanks, Annette. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love giving people good news. Isn't it nice?
Yes. I love good
Can't
readings.
Can't always be that way. I hate that. If somebody's always giving you good news, it's like you're living a very charmed life or somebody is blowing smoke. Because there's just nobody's life is so perfect.
Right.
All right, let's move on to Rochelle in California. Rochelle, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks
for calling in.
Thank you for having me. Sounds like a wonderful show.
We're having a lot of fun. We have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it. Okay, well, my question is I was told that I have a man coming in about a year or so that's supposed to be my soulmate. I'm just trying to get some confirmation more on the timeline and what's going on with that, I guess.
Okay.
I guess.
All right, well.
There might be something more.
Well, because I've been told I have two men coming, and I'm not really interested in the first one.
Oh, really? Oh, well. I have to say, two men, there are people with worse problems. Just saying, Rochelle.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
thank you very much.
I have all the financial problems. You know, I've had love problems my entire life, and I just lost my husband like 2 years ago. So I've had the financial issues, too, you know. So this
Yeah. Yeah, there's There's a lot, but sometimes, you know what, everything everybody has, it seems like the thing that's most important to us is the thing we struggle with our whole lives. I've noticed that with so many of my clients and stuff. If it's love that's really important to you, it's a struggle. It's always a struggle. You know, it's always hard. I don't know why that is, but there has to be a lesson in there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we learn all these lessons so we can help others.
Exactly. That's what I think,
too. Believe.
Well, Rochelle, I gotta say that that the other reading was pretty spot on. Actually, I'm getting 10 months to a year. I'm getting that this man is also he's very powerful. Now, I don't necessarily mean that in, he's a CEO of a Fortune 500 company or something like that, although he could be. But what I am getting is that when he walks into a room, everything stops. And I am getting that he is just a, his aura, his personality, just there is something about him. He that, you know, as soon as he walks, he stops traffic. And it doesn't necessarily mean that he's good looking. It just means that he is he just has something about him that makes people stop. And he's a very, very powerful man. So if you were vacillating between the two, you might want to go for the man that is more powerful. Also, what I'm getting is you make sure that often when we when we come face to face with very powerful people, we lose ourselves in it. It's very soothing to relax in the glow of someone that is powerful. I would urge you that as you continue on with this person, not to lose a sense of self, because this person that you will be with will be almost overpowering. Not necessarily in a bad way. I mean, he won't be domineering or anything. It's just that he's just so powerful that he puts the A in alpha. And, you know, I don't want to see you lose yourself and everything that you have to give, and the power that is actually within you. Don't give that up just because you're around him and it's easier for him to take control rather than you. Be his equal and demand that you are his equal. Other than that, I am getting, 10 months to a year. You're going to meet this man.
I was told when I met him I would die. Literally die. That's the kind of, I guess, aura impression he puts off.
Yeah.
I think we should congratulate Rochelle. She sounds like she's really got something good coming her way.
Yeah. Congratulations. Don't lose yourself,
finally.
My friend.
Yourself. I do a lot of spiritual work, and I was told that he's going to be kind of a teacher with me with the spiritual work. He's Native American.
When I've seen
my own vision. So, I mean, I just needed the confirmation, kind of on a timeline and stuff about what I need to do to prepare myself.
Stephen's giving you great advice. When you meet somebody that's that powerful and that you fall that in love with and that, has that kind of aura that just touches people, it's very easy to get lost in the shadow. you know, of that person's shadow. So you want to, I think that's great advice that he's giving you is don't let this person overpower you in a way that you lose yourself, too.
Yeah, that's how my husband was. My husband had that kind of aura and stuff, too.
Well, it may be what you
attract.
It's my type, I guess. Right, and it may be what you attract. And so you want to make sure to not have, you know, just to lose yourself in a long-term relationship or marriage and forget what you have to offer the world too.
Yeah.
Right, and that's a life lesson.
Right.
That is a huge life lesson. And if you didn't learn it with your husband, now is the perfect time because you're going to meet this guy within 10 months to a year. So,
yeah.
Life
and
lesson coming up.
And I'm supposed to grow old with him, which will be good because I don't, you know, as you get into your 30s, you're kind of just done with the relationships that don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I'm actually ready for it.
Well, thanks for calling in, and best of luck to you. You definitely have to check back with us and let us know what happened.
I will, definitely.
I'm excited for you.
I will. Thank you
so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rochelle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was another good news one. Aren't these good
news
ones? I love that. Anyway, we have – oh, what happened there? I think somebody dropped. Maybe not. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, there are lots of other ones. It's the name that I was going to say is just like all of a sudden not here, and I'm like, what the heck just happened? So it happened. But anyway, we have Laura calling from New Jersey, and we can bring her on now. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, how are you two doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Are you in your call safely using a Bluetooth?
Yes, I am.
Very good. I can
tell.
I don't think New Jersey takes that stuff. I think they take that pretty seriously, don't they?
Oh yeah, I mean
the
they all do. I think. I'm good though. I've got a good one.
So. That's good. That's good. Yeah, it sounds great. It just you can always tell. You can kind of hear the car, and then you can kind of hear like that little sound of the Bluetooth. I don't know. I can always tell. Anyway, enough about that. Or did you have a question for Stephen?
Yeah, I was wondering also for love life. Do you see anything coming up for me?
Okay. Well, let's take a look. How long have you been single, Laura?
Long time.
Okay. I'm not necessarily getting a timeline on this. But what the universe is telling me to tell you is to, is that person will not show up in your life until you gain a better control over or even accept your own power, accept your own gifts. Just coming into your own as a human being, as a spirit, almost to the point wherein you're like, almost to the point wherein you'll say, you know what, I don't need anyone to complete me. I don't need anyone to make me happy. I am happy. I am whole. I am complete within myself. And as soon as you say that and really believe it and do the work that that follows that, you know, becoming, you know, okay with being alone, becoming okay with the power that is within you, suddenly that person will appear. And I think that actually you have more spiritual work that you need to do on your own before you're able to, before you find that center, before you find that calm, that zen, that power. And once you're able to do that, then that person will appear. And, let the past go. Let the past be the past and become your own person. And once you do, once you become, people are attracted to powerful people, period. That's just the fact. And once you become that, I don't know if you heard the last caller, but if you become that person wherein you walk into a room and everything stops, people will automatically be drawn to you. And so my encouragement to you this evening would be to become that person that stops traffic. Become that person that everything stops when you walk into the room. Become that person that people are attracted to. And once you become that powerful person that you're supposed to be with for the long term will actually show up.
Okay, well, I think I'm just going to forget about finding Mr. Right then and just concentrate on my career at this point.
You know, I have to give you advice, and this is just girl advice because this isn't psychic advice. This is girl advice. I remember after my divorce, I got divorced when I was, 29, 30 years old, and something like that. And I remember dating. I was like a serial dater. It was like I just dated, constantly looking for the perfect guy. And my mom told me one time, she goes, you're really trying too hard, Lisa. And I'm like, what does that mean? And she's like, you try too hard. She's like, why don't you just, like, think about other things? And I had this breakup with this guy that, and I was like, you know what, I'm done. I am so done. I am going to concentrate, like you said, on my career, on my kids, on my life, the beautiful life that I've made for myself without any man, you know what I mean, without any help. I did that on my own. I'm going to concentrate on that. And I got to tell you, within 3 months, I met my husband, and I wasn't trying to meet anyone. In fact, I was trying not to meet anyone, and I met my husband now, and we've been married for 8 years and, have a blended family with 3 incredible kids. So, I think there is something to that. You know what? Just let it go. Just let whatever's supposed to happen, happen. Let it happen as it happens. Let it just flow. And I really do think there's something to it. I think my mom was right, and I don't often say that, but I do. Okay. It's not, my mom's passed away now, but we were very different people in some ways and very alike in other ways. And one of the things I'm just like, well, hey, if you have something that you want, you go after it, and you don't stop till you get it. And this is one of the things she's like, just stop, just relax, just let it go. And when I did... that's when I met my husband. So I think there's something to that. So concentrating on your career and putting that kind of relationship thing on the back burner for now, you may find out it's not a bad idea, that it's maybe exactly what brings the next right person into your life.
And that's exactly what I was trying to say.
But you're not a girl. You didn't say it like a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's funny. Yeah, anyway, I think that's great. I think that's what you really have to concentrate on is just you, making you happy. Nobody else can make you happy. There is nobody that's going to make you happy. You have to be happy on your own, and then if you meet someone, have them add something to your life, not add happiness to your life, but be somebody who's, instead of sucking your happiness away, have somebody who's adding happiness, more happiness to your life and more joy and things of that sort.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
If you need that line, you do you again, you just email me and I will, I'll give it right back to you again if you forget anything.
Okay.
Or you can just
Thank
listen
you.
To her. All right, good luck.
Yeah.
Thanks a bunch, Laura.
Thanks.
Bye, Laura.
Bye.
so cute. It's so funny because it's so true. Sometimes you just have to let it go in order to be able to receive. You know what I mean? It's like we try to. It's one of the things that I learned long ago that the angels told me was that, you know, when you give us a problem, you have a tendency to still try to fix the problem yourself. And this angel said to me, one of the things you need to do is start, when you hand us a problem, let it go. Stop trying to control. You're giving the power to us to fix the problem. Let us fix the problem, and you stop trying to control everything. And I think it was such an accurate thing because it started making me think, and I was like, you know what, I do that. I say, please help, please help, please help. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to fix this by, and, you know, 5 seconds after I've asked for help, I'm sitting there writing out a plan to fix whatever the problem is. So, I do think that there's something to that, and I really hope that that Laura got something from that, because I think that sometimes it's so important to just, like, you know, just let it go. I think we get in the way of the universe. You know, I think it's like stepping on the universe's toes sometimes instead of you know what I mean?
Yeah, and like I said in the reading, and maybe I didn't get this across because because I'm a man, but it's people show up when we say we're done.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
People will show up as soon as we say we're done and mean that we're done.
Yeah.
The universe will say, okay, well, let's see if you're really done.
Yeah,
and usually Yeah, it's usually for the right reason, and usually we have something to learn from that person.
And that's a lot of it's just having the self-confidence and the self-awareness that, you know what, okay, this may not be the perfect life that you envisioned for yourself or the perfect way everything was going to unfold, but you know what, you're okay. It's okay the way it is right now. You're okay. You know, you're doing just fine. You're happy. You can be happy and not be attached to somebody else, not be married to somebody else. You know, you can. And people do it all the time. You know, people do it all the time. So I just think that it's just something for people to think about when, you know, they think that to be happy they have to be in a relationship. I say boo to that. I don't believe that's
true. Exactly.
You can be happy alone, and sometimes people are more happy alone. So that's my rant for the evening. Okay, let's move on. We only have a few more minutes. So we only have time for a couple more quick ones or so. So let me get to Gina in Georgia. Gina, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Sorry for the very long wait.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
Thanks for holding on, Gina.
Hi. Hi. I have a long story, but I'm going to make it short. But it has a question. I was told by other readers, because I was saying that I'm going through some personal changes in my life and deals with a divorce. And the divorce, it was a reason why everything's happening to me during this transition. And from what the other readers were saying, that you're supposed to write this down, you're supposed to journal, and somehow you're going to speak of this, and you may write a book later down in the future, and I was just going to see if that's confirmation or that's just something else.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a look. Let me shuffle up the cards here and see what they have to say. If you decide to write that book, I'm getting that it would be a relationship advice kind of a book. Like saying, this is what I've been through. This is what I have learned. This is what I have researched. this is what makes a happy home. However that happy home manifests, whether you want to focus on your relationship with your children or your relationship with your parents or your relationship with your loved one, I'm getting a relationship book coming out of the woodwork, and that's actually something that it looks like you're going to be very successful at. It'll make you happy. It'll make you grounded. Just know that, you know, with writing that book, if that's something that you really, really want to do, that you have to sit down and do the homework, or do the research. Become Lisa's best friend because she's written a book. And ask her questions, you know.
Okay.
And just do the research that is necessary for you to, I mean, because the easy part is actually writing the book. The hard part is putting it out there and having it be successful. So I would suggest to you to do the research that is necessary. Focus on relationships, and at the end of the line, it'll end up being a very successful kind of career for you.
Oh, wow. Because they were saying that the tie with writing would be, I'm taking it as speaking engagement or become a, I don't want to say a motivation speaker, just someone to, like, empower people in general in that area. Would that be something that goes along with if I decide to write the book? Is that a speaking engagement in the works as well, or just
I think Lisa probably could speak a little bit more to this, but I know from the outside looking in that if you write a book, you have to do the talk show circuit. You know, whether it be on, whether it be online or whether it, be on the phone or however that manifests itself, you do have to go out there and promote. So, so as far as, you know, being in front of people and speaking, possibly you will become an expert in that particular field. But you know, as far as promoting yourself, you got to get out there and speak to people. That's just the way it is.
I just want to add, Stephen is 100% right about one thing, well, about a lot of that, about pretty much all of it, as a matter of fact, but the interesting thing is writing the book is so, so hard, and it's the easy part. He's absolutely right, and it's not easy. You have to really commit yourself to this is what you're going to do. It's not easy to wake up every morning and be creative and feel creative and feel like putting the thoughts that you have in your head on paper. Sometimes I can't even get the thoughts I have in my head verbalized in my own out of my own mouth, let alone type it. You know, it's not easy. And then there's the whole aspect promoting it. Holy crap, impossible. I mean, it takes money, it takes a company behind you, a publishing company behind you, and that's hard to find. So there's so many aspects to it. My suggestion for you is don't just have one book ready to go, have two books ready to go. On the third, when you start, just get them lined up, because you know the delay, the faster and more intense introduction you can have to the world as you being an author is going to get you those talk shows and the speaking engagements and all that other stuff. You have to make a big bang in a world where anyone can write and publish a book now. So to stand out, you've got to do something different.
And really, like when I talk to the other readers and when I tell them I'm going through a personal change, like a divorce, it just seemed like time I say divorce, it's a reason why you're going through what you're going through, even though it's common but different. Your personal changes is something that's unique, and it's going to help others, inspire others, empower others, and things like that, because I wasn't even thinking about writing a book. I wasn't even thinking about speaking engagement. I just want to get through this divorce. I'm not even, you know. So, and then I start thinking about it. I said, okay, something, you know, something must be brewing in me in the future with, you know, writing, because I get that sometimes. I'm like, I don't want to write. I really
don't.
You
know, the thing is that a lot of times, you know, when you go through a divorce, when you go through something as traumatic as, you know, a divorce or any kind of ending of a relationship, I got to tell you, you've learned something. You've learned something, and you and people are going through similar stuff all the time, and there are people out there that are just looking for someone who's been there, you know, to listen to, be like, okay, just to hear them, or just to have somebody say, oh, you know, just have you have someone to have that camaraderie with, where you're like, oh my gosh, so it's not me, I'm not a freak. This happens to a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Right.
That sort of thing. I mean, if I told you the story of my first marriage, let alone my relationships before that, you would think I was a bumbling crazy person. I was like, how did anybody let this much bad? That's the psychic. How this much bad happened to them? And and it's true. It's absolutely true. And I wrote that when I wrote my book. I wrote that exact thought. It is you know, I sat there thinking, how the heck did this happen to me of all people? Shouldn't I have seen this coming? Train to the head, you know, but no, I didn't. So it's like there's a lot that people can learn from you from a failed relationship, and I think that, you know, I think that that's one side of it, and then the other side of it is, hey, remember that, you know, remember that there's a lot to, you have a lot to say, you have a lot to give out there, but there's a whole business side to writing a book, publishing a book, and selling that book, which was you can write all your books. But guess what? If nobody buys the book, it doesn't really matter. Except that you feel good about it. It does feel good to write a book. It does feel good. It feels good to like see that book that you wrote, those words in a book format. I mean, that's cool. But you know, if you want to make a career out of it, there you got to really learn the business before you go willy nilly into it. Because trust me,
that's why I was calling. You know, because of. You know, once I said that word, that D word, I mean, the reader was like, okay, you're going to be in speaking engagement and writing. I'm like, I don't even want to do that, honestly, because I know it's just a lot of hard work, you know, and I don't know if I have the time to do all that.
you don't go into it thinking, you know, I mean, I couldn't have made this business what I do. Doing readings and healings and writing and all that without the fact that I had my husband to support our family, you know, because I had to go full in. If I was going to do it, I had to go all in. And you can't do that when you have, you know, when you don't have some kind of financial backing or a way to get by, you know. So
right. And I don't know the connections to, like, really put myself out there. I mean, I don't know anyone, you know. And it's not like I'm just going to, like, oh, do you know, I'm not going to do that, you know. But I am, like, with my job that I'm in now, you know, there are women that have similar situation that's going on with me, and I do talk to them about it. And they tend to listen, you know.
I think that's important. And the other thing is, you know what, when you get to the place where you've written your thoughts down, even if you haven't got the book out there and you want feedback, let me know, and Daria and I can get you on Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which is our women's show that we do on Friday night.
Okay.
Radio show we do, and we can get you on there, interview you on there about your thoughts and about what the book is going to be even before it's done.
Yeah.
You've got it out there, start getting some feedback that way.
I know, because I haven't, like I said, I just haven't done anything. I just, you know, just running through whatever and just. You know, that was just really sticking out because I have heard, you know, about me being in the relationship area of, you know, as a career, if that's what I want to do. And, you know, I like relationships. I mean, it's different types of relationships, and I love it. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, do I want to, you know, write a book?
Well,
do I want to keep stuff?
And if I could just interject real quick, that's something that I can't answer for you, and neither can Lisa. You really have to make that determination on your own. What we're saying is that if you do decide to go this route, then eventually it will be successful. At least that's what I'm saying. I don't know how Lisa feels about it, but that's what I'm saying. So you have to make that determination within yourself that it's something that you really want to do. And that might take time. Give it time. Let it happen organically and naturally as it will. And eventually you'll have to poop or get off the pot. There you go.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to push it. I just want to see, did you pick that up as well? Have a validation.
It's something that you can do that you would be successful at if you do it.
Understand
that it's not magic that makes it happen. Exactly. It's a lot of hard work. It is. A lot of hard work. And it's a lot of constantly making connections and having people, it's not just about writing a book and publishing it. There's so much more to it. I wish I would have how much there was to it, because I don't know if I'd have done it. No, I would have done it, but it's a lot. So just know that going in, that it's not something that, in fact, it may even cost you money starting out to do it. So if it's something that you're willing to invest not only your time in and a lot of energy in, but also some of your own money. So, those things for you to think about, and let us know what you do. I'd be real interested to find out how things turn out with this.
Oh, yeah. And whenever I get to that point, and like you said, let it happen naturally, organically, I'm not going to push it unless I feel the move.
Remember Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, our show on Friday nights, and go to the Right Stream Radio, rightstreamradio.com to learn more about the other shows, and it sounds to me like what you're talking about, this book-wise, you'd fit in real well with that show, and that's something that Darian and I can make happen for you, and we can talk about what your thoughts are and, what you're trying to teach women and all of that on that show.
Okay.
All right.
I definitely would come in. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
All right, we're over our time, but this poor man has been holding on for 30 minutes, so I'm going to let him get on before.
Yeah,
before,
bring him on through.
Before we end things, because I feel bad for people that hold this long. My gosh, we get like we're talking tonight. That's probably
right.
Hey, Steve, how are you? Steve,
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
I was afraid you fell asleep.
I was wondering if I could get a general reading.
Sure. Sure. No problem. So in that 30 minutes you were on hold, you didn't think of something specific you wanted to ask about?
Yeah, but I just like to see what happens.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's valid. Hang on just a sec. Let me shuffle up the cards here a little bit, and we'll see what happens. Steve, are you going through a legal issue right now?
No.
Okay. All right. Then that's what that means. Well, I tell you what. I am picking up that if you're not already in a leadership role, that you soon will be. There will be people that will be coming to you for advice, for guidance, for counsel. I'm worried and I'm concerned. Make sure that you do not lose sight of why you're in that position. Make sure that you're doing it. I'm getting strong leadership that people will actually...
Oh, you said, I thought you said legal. You said leadership?
Well, at first I said legal.
Oh, you
did.
Okay.
I did say legal. I did say legal, and you said no. And
right,
I think... Right. I'm getting strong leadership from you, and do not allow yourself to become bigger than the product you're selling or the service that you are giving. Without naming names, there are people out there that may have started out with the best of intentions to help as many people as they possibly can, but then they got a little bit famous, they got a little bit of money behind themselves, they got a little bit of power behind themselves. Be careful. Because if you allow yourself to become bigger than the product that you're selling or the service that you are providing, I'm thinking that that is where the legal issues might come in. There's always, you know, the old saying, be sure your sins will find you out. That's true. You can't keep things on the down low forever. Things will eventually come to the light. So make sure that you are always, always, always presenting yourself, even as an authority, even as a powerful figure, as a servant. And make sure that you are doing what you are doing for the right reasons, going forward, because I'm thinking within the next probably 5 years for you, you're actually going to end up being in a position of power and authority, and make sure that you're always doing it for the right reasons, and that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I hope I helped.
Okay, hope it helped. Bye-bye.
All right. So that's pretty much all we can get poor Stephen to go through tonight, I think. That was enough for you. Now I'm going to be that crazy person, worse than the other person you were talking about that you did a radio show with. This is just what happened. It just gets crazy busy, and we just had so many callers, and then I feel bad not being able to get to everyone, and it is what it is.
Well, I would love to come back anytime you would have me, and yes, I know I just invited myself back on your show.
I'm about to invite you back anyway, so that works out really well. I really appreciate you being on. Stephen Dillard Carroll, you can find him at travelingtarot.com and set up a one-on-one with Stephen instead of, you know, having to air your stuff on the air if you don't want to. Air your stuff on the air, okay, whatever. And you can so visit him at travelingtarot.com. And I think right on your page there's a way to either the first or second clicker, you know, the first or second button clicker, first or second button, you can click and find that you'll be able to make an appointment. Plus his phone number is all over too. You do a lot of Skype, I think, don't you, Stephen?
I do a lot of Skype. I do over the phone. I do email. If you're in the Oklahoma City area, I do face-to-face. And if worse comes to work, have passport, will travel. So, and that's why I call myself, you know. So wherever you want me to be, I will certainly be. Also, there are buttons on the bottom of most of my pages where you'll find links to my Facebook page, my Twitter page, my Pinterest page, and I just joined Instagram this past week. So I am everywhere. If you go to travelingtarot.com, it's very clear and very evident how to find me and find out where I'll be and what I'll be doing. And I'd be happy to do a one-on-one with you.
I found you easily on Twitter, and that's my one I struggle with the most when I don't have the person's exact Twitter name. Sometimes I really struggle with that, but you were right under Traveling Tarot, so it's real easy to find Stephen wherever, you know, whatever method that you need to use, and we'll definitely have you back on the show. I would love that. It's a lot of fun. I love having repeat guests on. You know, we get some of the shows, just you can tell, you know, the popular shows, and when we have you know, somebody that people are really interested in, trust me, I get harassed until I get them back on the air. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So again, thank you so much for being on, and I really do hope you'll come back. I'll definitely be sending you an invitation to do so in a short amount of time.
Well, thank you very much. And anytime, Lisa, I had a great time tonight. And I am not exhausted. I'm actually energized.
I get really energized from the shows. I don't know why. Even though I'm on the other end of things and I'm doing the readings, I'm always like real energized from them. I don't know why, but everybody's different, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you again. And we'll definitely be in touch soon. And I appreciate you being on.
Thanks a bunch, Lisa.
Thanks, Stephen. Everyone, that's Stephen Dillard Carroll. You can find him at TravelingTarot.com, TravelingTarot, TAROT.com, and you can set up an appointment with him directly by going to that link or that website and using the links to follow him on either one of the many things, social media sites he's on, or to make an appointment directly with him from his website. Again, my name is Lisa Tarvis. I am at lisatarvis.com, LISATARVES.com. You can find out more about me and about my book and the services I offer there. My dogs are playing in the background, so there's not a zombie in my room. I know it sounds like there's a zombie here with me, but there is no zombie here. It's my dogs. Anyway, just feel free to contact me at lisatarvis.com or visit my website. Also, make sure you visit the Right Stream Radio webpage and learn about all our other shows. We've got some awesome shows on our network and some really popular things, and they're all over the place. We've got Military Monday and Right Stream Tuesday, where we interview authors, and we have Family Power Hour on Wednesdays and Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss on Fridays, and then my show on Sunday, and we're going to be adding a couple more shows here soon. So, all right, really? Seriously, can I just sign off the radio, guys? All right, so anyway, thank you all for listening, and next week we will have another psychic on at 7 p.m. If you call in, just a tip for everyone, if you call in at 6:45 or after, even before the show starts, we start taking callers then and put you in the queue, so you'll be sure to get on if you're one of the first 15, 20 minutes of callers. So just an insider tip for those of you that are listening either live or are listening to the archive. So anyway, thank you all again very much for listening. This is Lisa Tarvis. You've been listening to Just Believe Radio. Thank you again to Stephen Dillard Carroll, TravelingTarot.com. And we're out. Talk to you next week. Bye.